Many people talk to me about having a purpose statement and having a clear vision. I kind of like think we get too much gravity, too much heaviness, too many what's wrongs. So let's talk about the habit of having a purpose. Let's talk about the spiritual side of life. Firstly, everything that comes out of your mouth stays outside. You can't suck it back. So if you speak words, those words become airborne. And the air that they become born in travels, just like a stone in a lake, a dead still lake. You see the ripples travel out, but you can't see them anymore, but they're still there. And so this is really important stuff, because what comes out of this thing, this mouth of ours, is generated by what goes on up here. And what goes on up here can focus, for want of a better word, focus on what's wrong. So there are people who talk in the language of, gee, it's hot, meaning the words that come out look for what's wrong. Gee, it's hot, or gee, it's cold, or goodness, I'm tired, or man, I've got a sore knee, or wow, that food could have been better if there's a little bit more pepper. There is a whole echelon of humanity whose mind has been conditioned to find and speak and echo, spit out what's wrong. Now, that's a carelessness in a sense, because what it means is they are looking for things, ultimately looking, they start to look for what's wrong. If you put a meal in front of that person, they'll taste it going, does it taste right? What they're looking for is what's wrong. Or if you give them a job and you hand them a piece of thing and they're looking for error. We have to be really careful of this, because this is the spiritual part of life that is called your purpose. To get past the duality of right, wrong that goes on in your brain and come to a point where it is what it is. Now, it is what it is. That's not just a boring, grounded old throw it away cliche. What it means is I'm going to love it no matter what it is. I'm going to enjoy this. So the word enjoy has to come really high up in your hierarchy of languages, in your hierarchy of emotions, in your hierarchy of thoughts. Enjoy, joy or enjoy, has to come to the surface as being the core definition of life. Now, there is hard times and there is not hard times. There are easy times. Can you enjoy both? There are nice tasting meals and there are meals that don't taste perfectly to you. I'm not talking about meals that taste off, like bad fish or something gone wrong, but I'm talking about a meal that's not perfectly to your satisfaction. You would have cooked it different, or you would have made it different if you knew how. And you go, could have done with more pepper. No, you could say, I'm going to go to a part of me that's going to enjoy this, whether I like it or not. I'm going to enjoy this. I'm going to enjoy the fact that somebody cooked it, somebody cared enough, somebody tried, somebody gave it a whirl, somebody really invested in this, someone grew the food, somebody picked the food, somebody delivered the food, somebody packaged the food, somebody bought the food, somebody delivered the gas to the house, somebody turned on the electricity, some power station created it somewhere. You can think about all that goes on to this meal. And we go, do I enjoy it or not? Wrong. Enjoy becomes the fixed thing in your life when you start to think purpose. When you start to think purpose, you change how you see things so that you enjoy it. You hold that space. You have the courage. You have the commitment. You have the conviction. Now, I don't care whether you use it through religion or whether you use it through some other mechanism. The process is hold, enjoy, joy as being sacred. It's more sacred than love. You can love somebody, but if you don't enjoy being with them, that's finished. You can say, I love my work. But if you don't enjoy your work, that's finished. The energy that is, that generates, that stimulates, that creates in life is joy. And there are low levels of joy, which you'd call fun. There are medium levels of joy, which you might call playfulness or something like that. But the ultimate joy is the joy you get. And the more joy you have, the more silent you become, because it just becomes fixed. And you get the habit, rather than speak to whether you like or dislike something, or whether the day is too hot or too cold, or the water is too this or too that, or whether the kid behaved well or didn't behave well. You start to say, I enjoy this person. I enjoy being around. I enjoy. Because think about it. If you meet somebody, they were a sperm and an egg at one stage. They did grow inside somebody's womb. They did get birth, and a doctor did save them from dying from asphyxiation. They did eat and feed off a breast or something that got them to be 35, 45, 55, 65, 75 years old. They've come down a long track, and you meet them and you go, I don't like that person. But they've gone on a journey, and that journey is freaking phenomenal. They're a spark from the heavens. They're a spark from a star. And you owe it to yourself to see that spark and say, you know what? I'm going to get past my physicality, whether I'm attracted or repelled from this person. I'm going to get past my psychology, whether I'm elated or depressed about this person, whether I'm infatuated or resent with them. I'm going to get past elation, whoa, and depression, whoa. Remember, those two are highly connected. There's no depressed person who doesn't have the expectation inside their brain going up and in here. That's elation. That's they're inseparable. And so you want to get past all this mental health conundrum, which is the beige of boring. You need to go to the level which is called spiritual, where joy becomes the primary ingredient, the absolute thing that you can modify everything that comes your way and say, I will hold joy. I will hold joy as my single dominant thought. With that, you can say, now what's my purpose? How will I apply that joy? And what will I do with that energy? And what will I do with that grace? And what will I do with that inspiration? What will I do with that? How will I use it for the betterment of those that I would like to help? This is Chris. You have a beautiful day. Bye for now.